All right, right now, let's head over to Texas real quick. Check in with Raven Harrison. She's a former congressional candidate. She's the host of the Raven's Radar podcast, also the author of Raven's Mantle. Raven Harrison, good morning. Welcome back. How are you this morning?
Doing great. I'm actually in Florida, but yes, I am. I'm from Texas, but I am currently in Florida. Yeah, I'm doing fantastic.
Well, we wanted to check in on the new Speaker of the House. I mean, we know him and we love him here in Louisiana, but I would like to get the gauge, the temperature, if you will, of those who aren't from Louisiana. Outside of the state, does anybody even know who he is?
They do now. In the beginning, it was definitely a juggling act because people, it wasn't even a name that was in the forefront before Jim Jordan and Byron Daniels. So people were waiting with bated breath, and it was very, very contentious among what was going on with Donald Emmers, and Jim Jordan. Mm-hmm. And so the people seem to be settling on, but it seems to be a very, very holding their breath moment to kind of see who exactly Mike Johnson is. I mean, most of us in the conservative movement know who he is. You know, he's your hometown hero from Louisiana. He seems to be a conservative. He has a relatively decent liberty score and seems to represent and espouse conservative values. So most of the base is happy. Right now, there just seems to be a lot of focus on what's going to happen going forward with Ukraine.
We're talking with Raven Harrison. Okay, it's interesting you lead with Ukraine because in his acceptance speech, or whatever you want to call it, he mentioned Israel first and foremost. And then I believe the first bill out was about climate change anyway. So give me your take on his job, the job he's done thus far.
Well, I have to honestly say I'm going to give it a mid grade for the first 24 hours, only because, you know, we have to be realistic. You know, this has been going into the ground. He didn't create corruption and gridlock and bureaucracies in there. So he's definitely got his hands full. He's got some big shoes to fill on this. I'm very happy to see that this is actually, you know, a better direction. I'm a big fan of Kevin McCarthy's ouster. However, you know, they are really taking him to task. I don't think 48 hours is enough time to see what he's going to do, but they believe he's already reversed his position on Ukraine. And I said Ukraine because Israel is our ally. That's been the one that's receiving the attention. But Mitch McConnell, a lot of the people, they have bundled the aid. They have made the aid to Israel, you know, intertwined with the aid to Ukraine, which most people are not in favor of. So it's a way to get most of the money out. And to be honest with you, most of it is going to Ukraine, $60 billion allotted to Ukraine, whereas only $14.7 billion were allotted to Israel.
We're talking with Raven Harrison, the host of the Raven's Radar podcast and the author of Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America. Stepping aside from what he's done over the last 48 hours, and you're 100% right, Raven, you can't judge anything off of this short, we don't have the sample size yet. But let's go back to his acceptance speech. What were your takeaways of him as a personality, of him as a man?
Well, my personality is that he seems very strong. He's an unwavering, seems to be unwavering in his convictions, wholesome. He has a good image. There wasn't a lot. You know, Democrats didn't really have an issue with him until he became Speaker, and now he's an extremist with, you know, Gavin Newsom. Look at him. He's praying for, and I'm like, as opposed to what? Right. What would you like him to do? I'm a firm believer if he doesn't fear God, he doesn't fear you. But he, I think he did really well at trying to give a clear. He didn't look like he was whiffle-waffling. He looked like he spoke as if he understood the concern and the climate that he came into, that we need to get things done. We know that there has to be, you know, it's going to be very difficult for him to pass bills without any support from the Democrats because the majority is very slim. However, the compromising that's been happening under McCarthy and the others is not working. It's not moving the Republican agenda forward at all. So they are very interested to see where he's going to hold that line and really leverage the power he has of the purse and of Congress.
You know, you talk about needing help from Democrats. He showed in his acceptance speech, and there's been numerous photo ops since, and some of them candid, some of them posed, but he seems to have a great working relationship with a number of Democrats.
Well, he did, you know, and he does. the thing is you know, what we have to really measure it against is Kevin McCarthy had a great working relationship with the Democrats because he was giving them everything they wanted. There was no compromise coming to the Republican side, the conservative side. So that's what will be interesting to see now is, you know, they haven't worked with us in decades. I mean, there hasn't been, they passed everything they wanted to pass through when they had the majority, but we've not been able to do that with a Republican-led Congress. So it's going to be interesting now, you know, when he says work with them, how much of that working with them is going to be just rolling over and giving them the same things that other politicians have given, which is not going to go over well with the American people. They've got eyes squarely on Johnson, and they are wanting to see something different than they've seen the past several months and decades coming out of that office.
We got 1 minute left with Raven Harrison, the host of the Ravens Radar podcast, and like we said, the author of Raven's Mantle. Okay, so in this last minute, I've got to ask you, you know, here in Southeast Louisiana, we kind of poke fun at Shreveport as being East Texas. So are you giving him positive grades thus far because you're claiming him as a Texan?
Yes and no. I'm not claiming him as a Texan. I have family out in Louisiana, and that is definitely the Wild West. I got to give him some credit for that. But no, I think that so far, you know, given what he's come into, I think that it's really positive. I think it's a great poster for Louisiana to show that, you know, may not have been the first choice, but he's got a real chance to make history. And but I will claim him as the speaker just because I'm better than the alternative. But I'm not so sure yet. I'm ready to kind of put all in. But so far, all indications are great.
Well, let's not forget the first choice was also a Louisianan in Steve Scalise. She is Raven Harrison. I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you so much.